in the baby pew. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, he is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons. Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. If Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That's the end of him. No one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first tie up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Even I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For he had said, he has an unclean spirit. Gospel of the Lord. The one Jesus says, if you speak against truth, you're not in the light. You're condemned. So it's important is that we have to follow the light. And St. Paul teaching Timothy, he said, our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. So can we relive our life through the gospel? Means the word of God. That's why in the Mass, there are two important parts. The word of God and the sacrifice. The word of God is not something just for meditation. It's something to live. We may not know all the phrases from the gospel or from the Bible. Even one phrase is good enough for our salvation. One word is enough. Of course, we have to study. But I mean, the word of God is fulfilling. Just as if you receive the Holy Communion, sometimes you have to break into two parts. Same Jesus. In the Bible, hundreds of words. Even two or three words, the same Spirit, the same Word of God, is important. Put them in our hearts. That's why during Mass, pay attention to the readings. You don't have to understand all things. Even just one phrase, two phrases, is enough for that day. That's how we have to live the Bible, live the Word of God, phrase by phrase. Don't take the whole passage and then... It's good, but more important, more helpful, it's just one or two phrases that can touch you. Keep them in your heart. When time comes, the Word of God comes out. I remember once I was working as a volunteer in a hospital in England. So at times, we might lose our mind. Too much work, too busy, not enough attention to the patients. Then the word of Jesus comes in. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. By the time I was too busy with this and that, I forgot. You have to treat every person, every patient, the same value. Not because this person like you, so you pay more attention, and this person doesn't like you, you just look away. That's how the Word of God helped me to live well in the hospital, person by person, moment by moment, with that kind of heart, the heart of Jesus, to treat every person equally well, as Jesus treats us the same way. So this is how we live the gospel, live the word of God, by practicing. Put them first. When time comes, the Holy Spirit will inspire you with phrase that should show that moment.